Over 1,000 volunteers are expected to pitch in this Saturday in Springfield, Massachusetts, to help repair more than 60 homes. It's part of a multi-year effort to restore the housing stock in one of the poorest neighborhoods in the United States. Juice Martin has lived in a modest house on Nelson Avenue for more than 30 years. It's the home where she raised three children by herself after her husband, a Vietnam veteran, died. This Saturday, a group of strangers are going to help Martin stay in the house a little while longer.
I was blessed.
In a project organized by the nonprofit Revitalized Community Development Corporation, Martin's house is to get a new coat of paint, a new storm door, and energy-efficient windows. Repairs will be done to the masonry foundation and the gutters. Handrails will be put on the front steps.
Still have good times here, because my grandkids be coming here all the time, and great-grandkids. But I still have nice times, nice memories.
Martin is typical of many of the homeowners in the Old Hill neighborhood, elderly and unable to afford the upkeep required on the house they've lived in for decades.
It's really just a big need in this community with the number of elderly and the poverty level.
Revitalized CDC President and CEO Colleen Loveless said this marks the fourth year of a 10-year strategic plan to repair the houses on 10 contiguous blocks in the neighborhood, where 70% of the families live below the poverty line. In past years, 20 to 25 homes were done during the annual Green and Fit neighborhood rebuild, but this year, 62 homes are slated for repairs.
It's amazing because we actually have the most sponsors we've ever had, over 90 sponsors this year, and every year the number of volunteers increases. So last year we had 1,200, the year before we had 900, and this year we're expecting probably close to 1,500 volunteers. So the more volunteers and the more donations we receive, the more work that we can get done in that day.
Contractors are hired to do skilled labor on the houses, including putting on new roofs, installing windows and new heating systems, and making major repairs. Loveless said the focus is on making meaningful improvements that reduce energy use and make for a sustainable living environment. Each year, volunteers come from as far away as Maine and Virginia to participate.
The homeowners that we've worked on their homes in past years, they come and volunteer once their home is done. They come and volunteer on our project, so that keeps growing too. So the more homes we do, the more volunteers we get from past recipients.
Ethel Griffin, an activist in the Old Hill neighborhood where she's lived for more than 50 years, said the annual home repair project has brought the residents closer together.
The key thing too, I find that people begin to know each other. And this hasn't happened because people live next to each other for years and years. And because of the change in our community, people really don't know each other.
The work on Saturday also includes yard cleanups and removing trash and debris from vacant lots. Revitalized CDC estimates that since its inception in 1992, the organization has repaired almost 600 homes in western Massachusetts with the help of 10,000 volunteers. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.